Summit participants are not the only people arriving in Quebec. The city is also bracing for tens of thousands of protesters, and the authorities are taking extraordinary security measures. From Quebec City, NPR's Jason Beaubien reports.
In Quebec this week, it's impossible to avoid the 2.5 miles of chain-link fence the Canadian government has erected around the site of the summit. On one side of the fence, presidents and prime ministers are gathering to tout a hemispheric free trade zone. On the other side, activists are gathering to denounce it. Local shopkeepers worry they'll be caught in the middle of this ideological dispute. In the old city, the glimmering chain-link fence lines one side of the Rue Saint-Jean. Freshly boarded up storefronts line the other. Almost every store on this block is barricaded behind plywood.
I'm afraid, but I hope there won't be any mess in there.
Yesterday afternoon, Eric Michaud was one of the numerous store owners boarding up his boutique.
Main concern is to have the showcase broken and vandalism.
Police say these fears may be warranted. On Wednesday, Royal Canadian Mounted Police officials arrested six Canadians and accused them of plotting to break through the security fence. Police showed off smoke bombs and grenade simulators that they said the men planned to detonate during protests. Officials worried about riots similar to the ones at the 1999 World Trade Organization talks in Seattle have launched the largest security operation in Canadian history. There are three security checkpoints along the road to the airport. Police plan to have 6,000 officers on duty for the summit. And at the designated gaps in the new 2.5 mile fence, police check credentials to make sure that only authorized people get through. In addition, Canadian immigration officials are closely scrutinizing visitors who say they are coming to Quebec to protest the summit.
I'm not exactly a threat to the national security of Canada, neither is the other gentleman who has been declared inadmissible to Canada.
Jeff Crosby is the leader of an electricians union from Lynn, Massachusetts. Crosby was denied entry into Canada at the Vermont border this week because of a 1971 misdemeanor vandalism conviction. The proposed free trade area of the America removes trade barriers in much the same way that NAFTA liberalized trade between Mexico, Canada, and the United States. Crosby says NAFTA has hurt unions in the U.S. and, in his words, has been a disaster for working families.
So to talk about expanding this disaster into the entire Western Hemisphere is worthy of protest of every man, woman, and child in the 34 countries involved.
Although Crosby didn't get into Canada, protesters from other countries represented by the deal did. At an alternative People's Summit here this week, delegates from Brazil, Uruguay, and Argentina mixed with activists from elsewhere in the hemisphere. Busloads of additional activists, mostly from the U.S. and Canada, are expected to arrive in Quebec for the next 2 days of protests. Jason Beaubien, NPR News, Quebec City.